This is Katie Cavanaugh. Today's date is Wednesday, August 11th, 2004, and I'll be interviewing Eileen Jones for the Michigan Women's Historical Center. Okay, I think it's working. So, okay, well, I just read that you were working as a riveter before you went into the service. Uh-huh, can you tell me about that? So you went and worked in at Willow Run. And how was that? Did you like it? Oh. Right.
I didn't want to go back home, so I stayed there and I went and waited table. And one of the lifts went there for a week, and then I went back out and applied again, but I just conveniently forgot that I was a switchboard operator and I put bookkeeper, which I was.
Right.
And they hired me.
Well, that's great.
That was a lot of fun work.
Were you living at home at that time, or?
No, I wasn't living at home. There were three of us girls. We got to get in the office, so I worked just to quit, and my cousin quit, and we all went over there.
Oh, that sounds like that was a fun time.
Helping the war.
And then what happened when you were able to finally enlist?
Well, when I got, I was 21, I went down to Detroit, and I was going to join the Marines. Well, they were closed. Went right down on Woodward there. And so the one next door was the Navy. And I said, I like Navy Blue. So I went in there. And I listed, and they accepted me. And from there on, I was processed and went to New York for my boot camp. And that was quite interesting. We got some barracks and a couple war bond drives. Down First Fifth Avenue there, and I was in the front line, being a tall girl for my age then.
And that was at Hunter College.
Yeah, Hunter College.
Was that the first time you had been away from Michigan?
Right.
Quite a bit. So was that it? You know.
No, I've been to Kansas. But not to the big city like that.
Right. And what was that like for you? That big change.
It was fun because I enjoyed being with a bunch of girls.
Right.
I was just one girl with three brothers. And my brother was in the Air Force. The older brother was in the Air Force. And my younger brother later enlisted too, but that was me. But having a bunch of girls like that, we just had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And I came in and...
So how did your family feel about you enlisting?
My dad didn't want me.
No.
But he changed.
Did he?
After that, he changed,
Good.
I said, you're only what you are.
That's right. And what about your brothers? What did they think of it? I'm sorry?
They were fine.
They were fine? Well, that's good.
From Hunter College, let's see, we got to see all the sites, but we did get a weekend in New York with an awful cotton stockings. We had cotton stockings, those heavy cotton stockings.
I've heard about those. Everybody just hated them.
And those old maid shoes. The clunky heels. But we went to town the one weekend that we had off, and it was fun there. So the entire weekend, then we were shipped out to Iowa. So I asked to be in the nurse. Always wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't have Latin in school. I couldn't get into school for it because of that. And so I asked to be in the hospital corps. Well, they found out I had all that office in my system. So they sent me off to Cedar Falls, Iowa to some more training out there. It was in the middle of the winter, and it took 3 days to get out there by train. And we passed the other troop trains on the way, and people would give us a big sap at some places, and I'd give us cookies and all, bread, sweet cream, corn soup. So that was quite an experience. We got sick, everyone got sick on the train.
Oh, no. Well, that's a long time to be stuck on a train, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was your training like when you were at Hunter? Did you have classes?
Very strict. Very strict.
Really?
We had, I didn't smoke then.
Mm-hmm.
But they had 1 hour for smoking hours for the rest of the world in one room downstairs. And we were, our original schedule, we didn't have any time to ourselves until after supper at night.
Mm-hmm.
We just swimming and classes and typing and it was biology teacher's time.
Right. Who are you?
We used to have to march out in the 5 below weather.
Oh, no.
Get out of swimming class and have to march in that, and our hair would freeze solid.
Oh, right.
To the barracks.
Oh.
But we lived through it.
Well, that's good. Who were your instructors? Were they men, women?
All women.
Really? Uh-huh.
And they weren't easy on us.
No.
Just come around putting them in your back down, they'd say.
Oh, really?
On the floor, it's supposed to be laying flat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So was that physical training hard?
Pardon?
Was that physical training hard?
It was, but we made it through.
Yeah. And boot camp was what, 6 weeks?
Well, boot camp was 6 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 months out in Iowa.
Out in Iowa, okay.
And then I got sent back, and I asked to be sent to California or Florida, and I got Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Which was turned out all right.
Yeah, that would be a nice place to be stationed, I would think.
Yeah.
And what were you doing? What was your actual job?
Well, we started in doing a lot of typing on top secret material of the supplies being sent to the ships out that have been injured, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all top secret.
Wow.
We just type.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched from that into keeping a record of all the supplies being sent out. I had to keep track of that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
huh.
It was just, I did get to see the Roosevelt procession and
his funeral?
Roosevelt died,
uh-huh.
And they had the procession. I got to see that.
Wow.
See him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that's kind of a unique honor. Not many people got to see that.
And,
so.
I told you we marched down Fifth Avenue in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, other than that.
And where did you live when you were in Washington? Did you have a barracks?
Arlington Barracks. We were right across from Arlington Cemetery.
Uh huh. Huh.
And they had barracks there. And we were allowed out until 11 o'clock every night but one.
Mm hmm.
And, we were pretty much on our own. We had to catch the bus in.
Uh-huh. Wow. And so what was your daily schedule like? Like just regular work day?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time was your own?
Right.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, we used to hitchhike rides on the planes. You know, if they had openings, we could sometimes go down to Florida for the weekend.
Oh, really?
One time we got caught coming back, we got dumped down there because the fella couldn't go any further. He had orders to go someplace else. And down in the middle of Tennessee or someplace in there, we had to hitchhike back in the middle of the night. There was 3 or 4 of us.
Oh, wow.
And it was dark.
Ooh. Right.
We finally got up to where we'd get a train, and then we got back just in time to take a shower and get to work. And Lieutenant says, that's the last year going to Florida on weekends.
Now, how did you, were there military planes you could just hop rides on?
We had an opening you could get on for free.
How did you discover that? That's.
We just, well, that was general word.
Was it?
People.
That's great.
All we had to do was go up to the airport and wait.
Uh-huh.
And so that makes them here while you go down to the train.
Well, that's exciting.
The airport.
Right.
There was a whole four of us girls, three or four of us girls, and I hitchhiked up and down the East Coast there.
Really?
And then you could hitchhike.
Mm-hmm.
Safely,
right.
Especially in London.
It was safe.
So we did all the East Coast and up to Atlantic City and different places.
Well,
had a ball.
So you got to see the country then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. And who were you working with? Were it primarily women or men and women?
The men were commanders and admirals.
Mm-hmm.
They were supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all men.
Mm-hmm.
The women were the workers.
Right. Well, how did the men treat you? Were
very good.
Really? Yes. Nobody seemed resentful that women were suddenly in the Navy.
Right.
Well, that's... Well, that's great. What were some? Oh, you mentioned that your dad didn't want you to join the military because of these stereotypes that people had of women in the military. Was that something that many people had heard, those stereotypes or those ideas?
I don't know. I think some did. Yeah, the older people did.
Right.
I think, but he changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, are you still in contact with any of the people that you were in with?
I wish I were.
Yeah.
We were all going to, when we got out, when the war was over, that was the big thing in D.C. We couldn't see everyone quit work and
right.
Went back to birth and got in easy clothes and went downtown, and we couldn't move down there.
Really?
Celebrating.
Right. Wow, that's such an exciting place to be in Washington when all that was happening.
Washington is no different than it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, do you remember VJ Day or VE Day more?
VE.
Yeah. It's just probably... It's a big party, huh?
Yeah, that was a big one.
I don't know.
I don't remember it.
Well, you had...
President Truman stopped. I was going through the park one day, and President Truman stopped his car and took his hat to me and said hello.
Oh, really?
Which wasn't quite true, though.
I can imagine. Huh.
Walking
through the park, he was there with all this grass. Uh-huh. Wow. So, did you know, since you were working with all this classified information, did you know more of what was going on in the war than maybe other people did, or?
Only the, how bad the ships were getting hit and that.
Really?
You realize what's been from the amount of stuff going out there to be repaired, you know.
Right. Wow.
That's the only information we had, which was highly secret.
Did you have to, like, qualify to get that level of, you know, classified information, or?
I don't know. I was just picked, and I guess I knew I kept my mouth shut. I didn't, you were told.
Yeah.
You were told, you didn't.
Huh.
I knew better.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. I had all these other questions for you. Well, how did you feel about your experience in the service overall? I mean, is this something that...
It'd be good for any girl.
Really?
My granddaughter's to get in something like that, but the one's married and the other one's going to be a teacher. She's got it all set and she's not going to.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful experience for any girl.
Really? What kind of lessons did you take out of it that you've used in your life?
Well, I think learning to
get along with other people,
mm-hmm.
follow orders. You
mm-hmm.
know? Of course, I had a real strict father anyway, so I knew not to do it right.
Right.
But you have to keep yourself neat and clean, which is not a habit.
Right.
I had one girl who had to report.
Oh, really?
She had a self-care locker and she didn't get them.
Uh-huh.
Cockroaches, I mean, not good.
Oh, wow.
Keeping food in there where she wasn't supposed to.
Hmm.
So we finally decided we didn't tell on each other, but we just got together and we said, well, we got to do different.
Right.
So we did.
Huh. Well, did you get along pretty much with everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ones that weren't, we had a few wild ones, like my dad. Thoughts, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the girls kept to their, you know, you pick your own bunch to go with and your own class, I think.
Right. Right.
We weren't drinkers and we weren't runarounders, you know, sleeping overnight with men or anything like that.
Right. But you were a dancer, I understand.
Class, there was a few.
Yeah.
Very few that made bad name for it.
Right. Right. But you went out dancing a lot, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nice to week with the KFC.
Huh.
And the biggest one, the one I remember the most is this Marine that walked over to me, and I did all I could do to keep him staring. He didn't have any ears.
Oh, really?
Everything had been him down in the plane and got there.
Oh, wow.
His whole head and all.
Uh-huh.
And asked me to dance, which I did. You know, he's a good dancer yet.
Uh-huh.
So it was hard to keep him still, you know.
Right. Were there a lot of men in...
Freedom normal.
Right. Were there a lot of men in Washington who were recovering like that, or...?
Yes, the Marine Corps had their base for recovery there.
Uh-huh.
The first Division of Marines.
Uh-huh.
They had been sent all their boys there to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go up to Annapolis to a dance against the girls. They bust us up there to a dance at Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Had my picture taken, really bugging with the fellow on the floor.
Oh, really?
Putting their magazine up there.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, Annapolis is such a neat little city, too.
Just
the dancing. Well, what do you think about women in the military today and all the different roles that they're doing? You think that's a good thing, or?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. What about women?
I don't know about being on the battlefield.
That's just what I was going to ask.
I don't think the women are quite up to that.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some, a few of us, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid you might let the guys down with you, but I'd be afraid of.
Right. Huh. Yeah, that's kind of it's a tough issue that I don't know if any...
Then there's some women that are built for that, to make
finances. Mm-hmm.
So they probably would work out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, would you have joined the military back when you did if women were in combat positions, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to be in the hospital corps. I planned on that when I went in, but I didn't get there.
So you didn't get much choice of where you were going to go?
No, I had no choice.
And you said you wanted to go to California or Florida?
Mm-hmm.
And ended up in Washington.
Yeah.
Well, there's worse places, I suppose. So, well, do you have a sense that, you know, it was your generation, you're the first ones really to go into the military and opened up all these doors for women in the military today? I mean, do you have a sense of that, or?
No.
No?
No.
Well.
But they've gone a long way now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, did you have any other stories that you wanted to talk about? Okay. But it sounds like you had a great experience overall.
I did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one.
I'd like my granddaughters to go, but that might be a different different now. There isn't, well, we got a war going on now, but I wouldn't want them going over there.
Right.
But I think they have to now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they volunteer, that's voluntary or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the war you were in was so clear-cut and easy to decide if it was right or wrong. Or, you know, everyone thought it was the right thing. It's just so different today. So much controversy.
Right.
So, okay, well, I don't know if I have any other questions for you. I'm just going to go ahead and stop the tape.